Shabbos, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, Shir Nun Vav.
Umiyomer Rabbi Yeshua Einan Emenes. Does Rabbi Yeshua really hold Einan Emenes? What's he going back? All the way back to the Mishnah. In Mishnah state, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Lamit Pionu Chayim, Zos Heist, Einan Emenes. Umiyomer Rabbi Yeshua Einan Emenes, for Aminu. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beser, Almanas Isa, Shikshera Lekahuna.
Amen.
What's the question in the first place? I didn't ask it.
Sheik Sheira Lekona State, Amon Asisa. What's that mean? That mean, as Amanas Isa, we have to see what Amanas Isa is exactly. Is Sheira Lekona, says Rashi. Mi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Einan Emenes Alma Lo Mekminin LaChazaka Isa Lashon Safek. So he says that she's Ksheira LaKahuna. Rashi says that Alma Mekminin LaChazaka. So what's the kasha? So it says according to Rashi, the kasha is Hazeh. According to Rashi, the kasha is in Mishnah state Rabbi Yeshua Amar Lo Mi Pianu Chayim. We don't believe her. What do you have to believe her for? She has a chazaka. Mukmina la chazaka. Umi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ina Nemenes. Aye, we see that she's Ksheira LeKahuna, even if she just stammers her, because she has a Cheskes Kashrus. So, if Amanas Isha is Ksheira because of Cheskes Kashrus, so why not Mishnah isn't she Ksheira because she has a Cheskes Kashrus? What's the difference? Azoi's Frekta Gemara Kasha. So comes along the Shita Mekubetzas. Says the Shita, why is it that we waited till over here to ask this question? After you went through the whole story of Aris of Arusasai and the whole thing over here, why this should be right away, Akasha, on the Mishnah. Why is it that after we discussed that whole thing about Aris of Arusasai, I came in front of Rabbi Yosef, why only then do we ask this question? Says the Shita, because what was nisgala to us in the sugi of Aris Barusasai is that Rav Gamliel agrees that lechatchila you shouldn't rely on your chazaka. When does Rav Gamliel say that she's nemenes only b'di'eved? That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, Halachatchila habidiyevin lachatchila atloy saved uvda adikar of ksherim. So bidiyeved is when Reb Gamliel says nemenes. So what does Reb Eliezer hold? Even bidiyeved, she's not. Reb Yeshua hold. I'm sorry. Even bidiyeved, what does Reb Yeshua hold? Ain't a nemenes. Reb Gamliel says bidiyeved. Everyone agrees lachatchila what?
In certain cases,
shouldn't get married. You shouldn't get married. But the Eved says Rabbi Gamliel, she's Nemenes, which means that Rabbi Eliezer holds even Bidi Eved, she's ain't a Nemenes. What did I just say, Rabbi Gamliel? Sorry, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, even Bidi Eved ain't a Nemenes. If that's true, that Rabbi Yeshua says, even Bidi Eved ain't a Nemenes, says the Shita, now I know this is not just a Maila Asu B'yuchsin situation. Because if it was just a Milo Asu B'yuchsin situation, so then, okay, we could always say, over here there's a Milo, over there there's a Milo, and you could play around with your Milo Asu B'yuchsin. That's if it's all a Chatchila, then it's just a Milo Asu B'yuchsin situation. But now that you're telling me that Rabbi Yeshua says, even Bidi Eved, Halach is in an MNS, so then I see, Lav Mishum Milo B'lechud Ka'amar. Ela mishum de lo makminun lachas kasa. It's not because of my law. It's because we're not mukmila chazaka. Now we have a kasha. Maishna amanas isa. Why amanas isa? We are mukmila chazaka. If you're just telling me that, oh, Rabbi Yeshua really holds a chazaka, but my law of yuchsin tells us that, you know, even though there's a chazaka, we're going to tell you not to do it. Then it would only be the chatchila. So then I wouldn't have a problem, because sometimes there's more maila, less maila. Chachum decide when they want to ramp it up. But now that we're telling me that's not mishum maila chud, how do I know that? Because even b'di'eved, it must mean that lo mukmin alach es kasa. Therefore, we have our kasha. So why by almanasis is it different? As I zok the shita. The shayla is Rabbi say, Rabbi Yeshua is not mishum maila also b'yuchsin. We have two places, Mefurish, that it says Rabbi Yeshua is Mishum Ma'ala Sabiyosin. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Lema, that Rabbi Yeshua is not like Rav. Rav says, Malkan Ayisavain Oysun Ala Yichud. What's Pshat? I feel the tamer Rabbi Yeshua. Ma'ala Sabiyosin. So I see Rabbi Yeshua is Mishum Ma'ala Sabiyosin. The Gemara says, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. I have also Toysis on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Toysis on Ayin Hey Amid Beis asks a question, what about the Chazaka? Why don't you say that the Isha, she's a cheskes kshir the kahuna. Why does Rabbi Yeshua go basa chazaka? Chazaka de gufa says toisis myla subiyuchsin. So I see it is mishum myla subiyuchsin. So why is the shita saying that? I see from over here that Rabbi Galil is not mishum myla.
He says it's also because of chazaka.
Because if you look in what? Are you gimelah only mishum ziri? But on toisis and dafayin hey. But if you look in the shita doesn't say it's not mishum ma'ila. Original lashon of shita, it's the second to bottom line of the shita we gave out to Mar Makoymus. Says the shita, la mishum ma'ila lechud ka'amar ela mishum dolo makmina laches kasa. What does it mean la mishum ma'ila lechud? She doesn't say it's not mishum ma'ila. So we explained ma'ila is the symbol why the chachamim said that we don't want to trust you. But what was the gedder of what the Chacham said? Chacham said, Mishum Milo, we're not going to be mukmin alach es kosa. We're not going to rely on the chazaka. Mishum Milo, we're not relying on the chazaka. That was the hagdara. Once you're telling me that we're not relying on the chazaka, so by Almanasis, so we also shouldn't rely on the chazaka. Memela frekti gemara lechayra tzastirin Rabbi Yeshua umiyam Rabbi Yeshua and amenas for aminu here Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yeshua yudam mesir almanas isa shehi ksheir lekahuna. Okay. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Isa, Suffik, Lashon Suffik, Almanas Isha, Isa, says Rashi, what does it mean, Almanas Isha? Almanas Isha, Shehi ba mikoyach Suffik Chol. Get Amrinon. Shenitma ba Suffik Chol, that there's somehow Suffik Chol got involved here, Kigoin. Shazorek Baal Imoy Arishon Law, Get Suffik Karev Law, Suffik Karev Law. Umeis, Venimtsezu Suffik Gerusha Suffik Almana. Venosa Kayin Vahila Mimenu Ben. Zeu Suffik Chol. So we gave out just now a little diagram. One side is Rashi, the other side is the Rit Elem. But if you look at Rashi, the first, there's two stages. First, Avram was married to Sarah. He threw her a get, Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav Lo. Sarah is Safik Migureshes. Then in stage two, Avram dies. So either way, Sarah's not married now. She goes and she marries Aaron. There is a suffix if she should marry Aaron, because Aaron is a Kayin, hence the name Aaron. Now she shouldn't have married Aaron. Why? She's suffix Gerusha, but she did. She has a son Pinchas. Pinchas is what we'll call the Isa. Why is Pinchas the Isa? Because he's a suffix. Chalal, Rivka marries Pinchas. She is Almonas Isa, because Pinchas died. So that's what happened. So Nimtzezeh Safek Gerusha Safek Amana V'Nasa Kayin V'Hoyle Men Obenzo Safek Chol V'Heid Rabbi Yeshua Almanuso Shel Zeh Shehik Sheira. Says Rashi, alma mukmina na achaz achazaka. Ve'amrinan al tafsilen lezumi safik. Kiloimar shema baila chalal hayal. Don't say maybe baila was a chalal. Al tafsilen mizemi safik. And that's the question. Chareitz astira to Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah that lo mipianu chayim. That's the question. Now, Rabbi, if you look in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom, we have there Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel goes Basar Chazaka, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't. So, what does Rabbi Gamliel say? She's Ne'emenes. Says Rabbi Gamliel, V'ksheru l'kohuna. That's the lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah Ne'emenes. Velo misafkinan la benivul al apasala. Rashi by us says, "Al tafsilena lazumi safik." That's not the lashon that the Rashi says in the Mishnah. If I was Rashi, I would have said, Alma by us. If I was Rashi by us, I would say Alma Mukmin al Chazak of Amrinon. Loi Misaf Kinan La Benivel al Sil Apostle. What is it? Why does Rashi say Al Tafsilena Lazumi Safik? That's not the way that we in Rabbi Yeshua when we said Ne'emenes, we said Loi Misaf Kinan La Benivel. What's the difference? I think the difference is as follows. Loi misafkinan la benivola means there's no suffix. Loi misafkinan. What does loi misafkinan mean? We're not mistopic. There's no suffix. Rashi Bayos says, al tafsilena lezu misafik means we won't passel you misafik. It sounds like there is a suffix, we're just not passeling misafik. L'choira, why does Rashi change the language? So Rabbi Yisai, if you did some chazara, or if you just remember what we said in Shir, there is a similar lush in the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi over there also says a lushin of Al Taf Silenu Misafik. When Rashi is going according to the mandamah that holds Cheska Se'aim Loi Mahani Labas, Rashi there says, if Cheskas aim Loi Mahani Labas. So the aim we say Al Tafsilena Misafik. But by the Uber we don't say that. So we explain that's because that Rashi learned that's exactly the machloik, is Cheskas aim Mahani Labas or not. But how do we paskin? Cheskas aim Mahani Labas. So therefore Rashi's language over here where we're paskin, Cheskas aim Mahani Labas, Rashi should say, Lo Misafkin Lo Benibala. What does Rashi say? Tafsilena misafik. Strange lashon, Rabbi say.
Because over here there is a suffix, no? Ramana Sisa, there is a suffix. Can't say there's no suffix.
Why doesn't the Chazaka say there's no suffix?
What's Chazaka?
Isha is a Cheskas Kshera. That's what we're saying.
We know that we know this guy is a suffix hall. How could her Chazaka say that he's not a suffix hall?
Good, hold on. So we see over here, Mukmina la Chazaka. So that's the question of Gemara. Why do we say by Amanas Isa we do put it on a chazaka? And Rabbi Yeshua seems to say we don't put it on a chazaka because Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mi pianu chayim, that's the question. Answers the Gemara. Amalei hachi hashtaha, sam isha nisis bodekes venisis. Hacha isha mezane, bodekes umezane. Do we say over here an isha is going to be bodekes umezane? Rabbi Yeshua holds an isha is not bodekes umezane. Even though we saw Tosfos on David Gimel Amud Beis said that according to Rabbi Gamliel, Isha Mezana Bodekes Umezana, but Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua holds Ein Isha Mezana Bodekes. And Rabbi the Yerushalmi says Zoynois Ratzin Achar Psulois. So therefore, Isha is not Mezana Bodekes. My din of Isha Nisis Bodekes Venisis. When she's going to get married, she's going to check before she gets married. But by Isha Mezana, she's not Bodekas Umezana. So that's the difference. So over here we have something to support the Chazaka. What's supporting the Chazaka? In the case of Amanas Isa, there's something supporting the Chazaka. What's that? Isha Bodekas Venisis. On our Mishnah, we're talking about Isha as being Mezana, there's nothing supporting the Chazaka. Says Rashi, Bodekas Venisis. What do the words V'yei Shloimar mean? What does V'yei Shloimar mean? There is to say. Sounds like it's not for sure. We don't know for sure she was Bodekas. Do we know for sure she was Bodekas? We don't know. But we can assume she was Bodekas. We could assume she was Bodkach. There's reason to assume she's Bodkach Reis and Gerishin. So, Bush, I have a question to ask you. If we don't know for sure if she was Bodekas or not, and the Bodekas is the reason why we're letting her remarry, why don't we just ask her if she was Bodekas?
Maybe she's not.
Can't let her get away with that. You're telling this lady now she could go remarry someone? Rabbi Yeshua is saying over here that she k'shera l'kohuna. Why? Because Bodekas. Oh, lady, before you marry a kohen, just tell us, were you Bodek? Understand. Manavshach. You're saying that we're going to say Mistoma she was Bodekas. So if she tells us she wasn't, then for sure she shouldn't be allowed to get married. How could you rely on the stomach? Just ask her if she was Bodekas or not.
Woman's being Bodekas.
Maybe it's the first one. Stomach. We don't want to ask her the name of the cat. Better
rely on the stomach. Have Shalavar. Can't rely on the stomach. It's Efshalavar. It's Efshalavar. Yes.
We never have real parents.
Right.
It could be.
That's right. It could be. It doesn't mean that that's definitely the Teretz. It could be. That's what the words V'yesh Loimar mean.
Yeah, V'yesh Loimar means that if you say, but we translate it as he's asking Kasher. He's not saying if you want to say.
That's what the words mean.
Even if she tells us that she checked, we won't necessarily believe her.
We're saying that because she checked, therefore we're relying on it.
We're relying on a chazaka.
Okay, so then.
But
it's Efshalavar.
We're going to believe her.
If she says she didn't check,
then we for sure believe her. What if she tells us she did check?
What?
Talking about her son.
No, it's talking about.
You say that the mother.
The last
son.
It's talking about the son.
Which son?
Shem of Bilo.
Al Amanas Isha Shehi K'sheru Lakuna. She K'sheru Lakuna. Rabbi say, what's state in Rashi? So Rashi says, V'yesh Loimar Shebodka Achos and Gerishin. V'hu Gadla, and it was told to her, Shekore V'loi Hayu, V'loi Nisgarsha Klal. And she wasn't ever divorced. Now, Rabbi Yisai, which lady was possibly divorced here? Who is the woman? If you look on the diagram that we gave, there's two ladies. There's Sarah and there's Rivka. We're saying she checked into it, and we say she was never divorced. Who was possibly divorced? Sarah. So we said she was never divorced. So who's the she?
Her mother.
The Sarah is the mother. So what do you mean she was never divorced? You mean the mother was never divorced? It sounds like, says the Chazon Ish, who's the lady that's doing the boydekes? Not Rivka down here is being boydek. Sarah was boydekes years ago.
What was she Bodekas?
She was Bodekas to see if it was Suffolk Karev Loi, Suffolk Karev La. So then, V'loi Nisgar Shaklal, the Almana Isuk Sher, she was an Almana, she was Ksher Lukuna. But if that's the shot, we understand why it's only a V'yesh Loimar. Because where's Sarah? She's possibly dead. I mean, this happened 40 years ago, 30 years ago. This whole story. She's not around. V'yesh Loimar, that maybe Sarah was, you can assume Sarah was Bodekas. And it makes a lot more sense. How in the world is Rivka going to be Bodekas if her mother in law of her first husband got to get something carved or suck of carla. How long is she going to be bodekas? 30 years later.
You go to Bezdin and ask them, do you have any records of giving a get?
No, it's for sure Suffolk. Bezdin only has Suffolk Karla, Suffolk Karvla. So Bezdin, at best, is going to tell you Suffolk. So she can't be Bodekas. We don't have any record of anything. Could it be that Sarah, back in the day, Sarah was Bodekas. When it happened, we can assume Sarah was Bodekas. Why? Sarah would never marry Aaron. But Isha Mizana, Bodekas or Mizana? Bitmia, does that happen? A woman is Bodekas when she's Mizana? Victor Ashash, what's the difference between Isha Nisses and Isha Mizana? Why would you say by Isha Nisses, she's Bodekas Venikas Nisses? By Mizana, she's not Bodekas. What's the difference? Says Rashash, I'll tell you the difference. Isha Nisses, her rest of her life, she's going to be living with this man. She doesn't want to live the rest of her life. Me'aveira. Masha'en Kane. By Mizana, she's doing a one-time Aveira. Okay, so she's... So one time she'll be with Apostle. It's only a one-time thing. That's what the Rashash says. One time doing Aveira, a woman doing Aveira, but she's going to live the rest of her life Aveira with this person. She's not going to do it. Isha Nisis Bodekas Vinisis. But that's only when she's marrying someone. Long-term relationship. But when it's just a Mizana, she's not Bodekas or Mizana. Rabbi said, hold on a second. This woman, Rivka, she's marrying Pinchas. Did Rivka ever get married before? Is Rivka, she's Yisraelis. At worst, what is she marrying? A chalal. Is the Yisraelis allowed to marry a chalal?
Yes.
Is she doing an Avera marrying a chalal? No. So why is she Bodekas Vinisis? She's not doing an Avera. What does the Rashash mean to say? He says, she doesn't want to live her entire life in Avera. It's not an Avera for Rivka to live with a Cholo.
She has no clue what he is.
Maybe it might be
a
Kayan.
Yeah,
no, there's no tzad that he's a mamzer.
She has no clue.
No, maybe he's a Kayan.
What?
So what's the problem? She wants to make sure she's an Avera. If she wants to.
It's not an Avera. The Rashash said the Vord is Isha Nisus, Bodekas Venisus, because she doesn't want to be with an Avera. There's no Avera. Yechiel say a different pshat. Ishnis bedekas v'nikas because she wants to be able to marry a koyin later. That's different. That's not the Rashash. So what's pshat in the Rashash? The chur pshat in the Rashash is the Rashash don't like Rashi. Chazanish is medayik in Rashi. Who's the one who's bodekas? Sarah was bodekas. Now if Sarah, when she married Aaron, was a gerusha, what she did was an avera. A gerusha is not allowed to marry a koyin. So she is by Bodekas to make sure that when she marries Aaron, she's not doing an Avera.
Grusha's not allowed to marry a Kohen, a Kohen's not allowed to marry a
Grusha. It says the Rashash, a Grusha's not allowed to marry a Kohen, just like a Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha. This goes both ways. So if that's true, then I understand that by Bodekas Vinicius. So the Rashash is going like Rashi. And the Chayrin, Rashi's Pshan and Almanas Issa. Because according to Rashi's pshat, there's no way for Rivka to be Bodekas. She can't look into what happened 30 years ago. So Memela, the Bodekas was Sarah. That's the answer. Amarava. Do Rabbi Yeshua? Do Rabbi Yeshua kasha? Do Rabbi Gamliel? Do Gamliel lo kasha? Voktani seifa. Amalan Rabbi Gamliel kibana eduschem. Avo ma nase? Shari gozer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shalohoshet bez din al kach. Shalkoinim shem lechem lirachik. Avo lo karev. Rabbi Gamliel says, I hear what you're saying, but lamaisa, we're not going to make a bezdin for that. Says Rashi. Kibalnu eduschem, ne'emonim atem lona shekach shamatem, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zuri said that we can't be Moshe Bezdin al kach, lahatira lekuhuna, devadai asura. Vadai asura means, Rabbi Gamliel is saying it's asur. Not just I'm not Moshe Bezdin because I'm not interested in doing it. Vadai asura, says Rashi. Shakonim Shem Lachem im Toimu Asura Vulakarim Toimu Muteres. So it sounds like a steer in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says in our Mishnah she's Nemenes. Rabbi Gamliel says not Nemenes.
What do you mean
in
Toimu Muteres? It's about the Asura.
Tell the
Kohen Muteres. No, they're not going to listen. Avalola Karavim.
How do you tell them Muteres?
That's what they're always there because that's what their point. They're saying she's Asura, so don't tell me she's Mutter.
Why is it Vada Asura?
If you say Mutter, I'm not going to listen to you. If you say, then I'm not going to listen to you because I also it's Asura.
Why is it Vada Asura though?
Suffolk. It's Vada Asura, me Suffolk. Elamar Rava, Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel, Kasha, Hasan Bari, Hachashema. Tabishua, Nami, Lokasha, Hasan Chat Sveka, Hachatre Sveki. Rabbi, so we already answered for Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, right? We already answered that. What was the answer for Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua? Badekas Menazan, Badekas Menesis. So why is the Gemara giving another teretz? Okay, we'll see. Says, so the Shita says Enochanami. We didn't need another teretz, but we just threw it in. But what was the answer of Gamliel Gamliel Kasha? Sambari Achashema, says Rashi. Ha Sambari Masnisan Hiomeres Bari Lisha Kasha Nevalti. Hacha Gabi Amanis Isa Kiheka Dilidon Mesafkalon, Lididonami Mesafkalon. Lekalamim Rabari Vishema Bari Adif. Over here, this Isha is also a Shema. Because she's a Shema, we can't say Bar Vishema Bar Yodif. In the case of our Mishnah, the Isha says she knows. Our case, the Isha doesn't know.
Because she's not
Bedekas? Because she's a Shema.
You can't have both. She can't be.
Because she's a Shema. So says Taisis, if you're telling me a Shema, you're obviously saying she's not Boidekes. If she's not Boidekes, now we fell off our first answer. Now we have to say another answer. That's why the Gemara says another answer according to Taisis, Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Taisis says, Rabbi Yeshua Lakasha. V'hashta loy matzil l'shnuy de Boidekes. V'nisei, it's kidim shayna le'el. Kivin da'ashta kivin abameri Shema. Now you told me she's a Shema. She's not Boidekes. But Rabbi Yisrael, according to the Chazon Ish, that's not true. Because who's the Isha that's Boidekes? Sarah was Boidekes. Who's the Isha that's a Shema? Rivka is a Shema. So you could have a Boidekes and a Shema at the same time. Because Yesh Loimar, it could be that Sarah was Boidekes, but Rivka is still a Shema.
So you don't have to come off
no Teretz. So you're not, says the Shita, we don't need a second Teretz. In a Hanami, second Teretz was just gravy. But Tosa seems to learn who's the Boidekes. Rivka is the Boidekes. We'll see, Tosa is a whole different pshat on Amanas Issa. That we'll see. First, let's see. Rashi now brings a pshat of Tosa, the Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. Let's continue in Rashi. Chad Sveika. Masnis and Chad Sveiki, Safik Nivel Lakosha, Safik Nivel Lapasal. Sharei Loiba Zelafanenu. The Ilu Ba. Shema Ayamach Shirin Boy Shupasel. Hachagabe Amanas Isa Tre Sveiki. Imoi shall Safik Chalal Zeba. Ba Noilan Asafik. Viatzmal and Esrael Mi Safik. Zeshaba Machmas Bena. Kari La Svek Sveika. Interesting Lashon and Rashi. Rashi says, Kari La Svek Sveika. What's Rashi saying? Chorashi's Bavoni is not a real Svek Sveika. There's only one Safik. Safik Kari Vlai, Safik Kari Vlai is the whole Safik. So it's not really Tre Sveiki. As a matter of fact, Rashi changes it and says Kari La Svek Sveika. Because not Tre Sveiki. But Tre Sveiki, Svek Sveika, it's we're calling it Svek Sveika. Why are we calling it Svek Sveika? Explains the Shita Mekubetzes. Because Svek Sveika means the Sveik is Ki'ilu removed from me. It's not a suffix, it's a suffix if I have a suffix. So the suffix is like a step removed. It's svek sveika. Over here also, the suffix is removed. It's not a suffix in Rivka, it's actually a suffix in Sarah. So now the suffix in Sarah is now filtering down to Rivka. It's like it's a removed suffix. We're calling it svek sveika. We have to see what the lumness of that exactly is. Calling it Kari La Svek Sveika because the Svek is removed from me.
So
So Rashi says that we don't mean trey sveik, we mean svek sveik. That's why Rashi changes it to svek sveika, because it's not really, it's not trey sveiki. But the word of trey sveiki, Rashi is saying, is that it's a removed suffik. It's a svek sveika. This is also a removed suffik, because it's not a suffik in Rivka, it's a suffik in Sarah. It's only one suffik, because the suffik in Sarah is going to affect Rivka. But it's not a suffik in Rivka, it's a suffik in Sarah. Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam says, similar to Rashi, that the original marriage was Safek Karev Lo, Safek Karev Lo. So Sarah is a Safek Megureshes. Sarah now marries Aaron. She has a child, but we don't know if the child was Aaron's child or Avram's child. The child now has a Svek Sveka. If it was Avram's child, he's not a Chol, Avram wasn't a Kohen. And if it's Aaron's child, still might not be a Chol. Because it could be that she was never Megureshes. So this child is a Svek Sveka. That child is called the Issa, and he marries Rivka. Rivka is married to a legitimate Svek Sveka. So according to Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam, this is a legitimate Svek Sveka. Very Safik Cholol. Hare Svek Sveka, Shema Eino B'noi Shal Koyin. Vim Timtzalem B'noi Hu, Shema Lohaya Ima Guru Shel Almana. Says Rashi, Lahachi Kari Le Isa, Sheesh Ba Eruve Svekas. He has lots of different Svekas. Harbe, Kisazu Shei Belusa. This is a Svek Svek. According to Rashi, it's just one Suffolk. Why are you calling it Amanas Isa? It's Amanas Suffolk. He's a Suffolk. But according to the Yosef Tein Elam, because there's two Svekas, that's already enough to call it a Svek Sveka. Call it a Amanas Isa. That is the Pshat of Yosef Tov Elam. Tosfos, on the other hand, Tosfos says that's not what you call Isa. Isa, says Tosfos, is only if there's like an entire family that has a suffix in it. So therefore, Tosfos has a whole different Pshat. Tosfos' Pshat and Amanas Isa is that someone in this family is a suffix chala, and we don't know who. So there's five brothers in the family. One of the five is a Safek Chalal. She marries one of the brothers. It's a Svek Sveka. Because the family has Chalal in it. And I don't know if this person that she married is a Chalal. So it's a Svek Sveka. That's Almanas Isa. According to that, so Tosfos the Chor can hold that the Isha herself is Boydekes. How is she Boydekes? Because she could just look who this person's mother and who this person's father was. We know that there was a Chol in the family. Let her check out which one of the, if she could check this very lineage.
Which means Rivka.
So now Rivka is checking, according to Tosfos. She's Boydekes and Vinissis. Because
he's going to find out if there's a suffix, he's going to find out who this.
She's going to eliminate the suffix from herself. She's not going to find out what happened in the case of the suffix.
She'll find out if her husband.
If her husband wasn't a suffix, that she could do. She could check into her husband's mother was, her husband's father was, and make sure he's not the suffix. Again, there's five children. One of the five is a suffix chalo. We don't know which one. She can make sure that her husband is not the suffix chalo. That she could do. She's not being pushed into Suffolk. She's just making sure her husband's not the Suffolk color. That the issue is Bodekis, and make sure she doesn't do that. Frank, what?
She's able to be Mavar herself.
That's what the Gemara says. That's enough to Kilo support the Chazakah that she has to say that now she could rely on her Chazakah. If she has the support of Bedekas Umezana, therefore we can rely on the Chazakah. If she doesn't have the support of Bedekas Umezana, we can't rely on the Chazakah. Frek Tois is Akasha. Tois says it's Mashma that Lukuli Alma, we only rely on the Chazakah for the mother. What about for the child? Mashma filo man de machshir amanas isa moide be bas te psula. Why is the bas psula? So it says twice as simple. The bas doesn't have a chazaka de kashrus. The mother has a chazaka de kashrus, but the child is born without a chazaka de kashrus. Memela, we're not going to be matir the bas. As I said twice. Fract Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have a klal. Cheska sa'ei mahani lebas. So why over here don't we... So why is the bas not kosher? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Cheskos ha'ei mahani labas. Azoy frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger. Answers Rabbi Kiva Eger following your side. When do we say cheskos ha'ei mahani labas? If all we have is the aim in front of us. Therefore, the mother has a chazaka. The mother's chazaka is going to also transfer over to the bas. However, over here, where there's also not just the aim, there's also an av, and the av doesn't have a chazaka. So therefore, why do we say the daughter goes baser the mother? Let the daughter go baser the father. If there's just a mother and the mother has chazaka, the bas gets the chazaka of the mother. But if there's also a father, then we don't go baser necessarily. Go baser the mother, he can go bus to the father. We know what to do. Their cheska's aim is not mahani labas. There's no bus for the aim or bus to the av, because who should you go bus to, the aim or the av? It's
always have a father.
I mean, there is
no, so the father's not here. If the father's not here, so then we're not dining on the father at all. What?
We're asking him.
He's dead.
Doesn't matter.
So therefore, there's no needin on the father b'chlau. Once there's a needin on the father, so then Rabbi Kiva Eger says you can't go bust the chazaka of the mother because you have the father. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says.
He doesn't say that. He says each one has no chazaka.
Ah, so
Rashi says transfer.
Right. So comes Rabbi Chanan Vasim. Rabbi Chanan says, well, that might depend on how you understand how Cheskas Ein Mahani Labas works. If Cheskas Ein Mahani Bas is that the Cheskas Ein is of the Chazak of the Ein is Machria on the Bas, so then once you have the Chazak of the Ein, that's going to be Machria. The father doesn't have a chazaka, so he doesn't have a machriya. But the aim has a machriya. So why doesn't the chazaka of the aim be machriya on the bas? Memela says Rabbi Kiva Eger, says Rabbi Chanan on a different teretz. Says Rabbi Chanan as follows. There's two different types of chazakas. There's one chazaka that the chazaka is going to be machriya. And once you're machriya on the aim, the achra on the aim is going to be machriya on the bas. That's going to be regular chazaka. But what happens if you have a chazaka can't be machriya? For example, a case of trey u'trey. You have two eidim say chayiv, two eidim say pater. So what do? Uki memoina b'cheskas morei. There can't be machriya the suffix. Why? Because we have eidim. So the chazaka can't be machriya, can I get eidim? Over there, all the chazaka says is status quo. So when your chazaka is being machriya, so then ain't a chanami cheskas ein mahani labas. But when the chazaka is not machriya, then cheskas ein is not mahani labas. Memela says the Rabbi Chanan, amonas isa. In the case of amonas isa, the chazaka can't be machriya. Why not? Because who is the suffix really on? The suffix we said is really on the mother. The suffix is on Sarah. Rivka has a chazaka, but Rivka's chazaka can't be machriya on Sarah. So over here, the chazaka is not machriya, because this chazaka is not machriya. Therefore, it's not going to be mahani labas. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Lefizeh, Rabbi Yisai, we can answer very gishmak why Rashi says a lashon of al tafsilenu misafik. We asked the shayla. We said the lashon in the Mishnah of Dandaf Yud Gimel is loy misafkina lo benivala. You're not mistapik. Rashi doesn't say that lashon lo misafkina. It says al tafsilenu misafik. We said that's the lashon for the mandor mecheskaseim loy mahani labas. We paskin cheskaseim mahani labas. What's Rashi doing? So the answer is, we see in this case, Cheskes Yehim is not Ma'ani Labas. For some reason, why not? I repaskin Cheskes Yehim Ma'ani Labas, says Rabbi Chanan, because this Chazoko cannot be Machriya. In a Chanami, a classic Chazoko, when you have a suffix on that Isha, we say, Lo Misafkin and Lo Benivolo. We're Machriya not to be Mistapik. There's no suffix, Bechlal. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, and over there we taka say Cheskes Yehim is Ma'ani Labas. But over here, where we're saying the chazaka doesn't help to be machriya. Why not? Because it's a suffix on the mother, not a suffix on her. It's a suffix on Sarah, not a suffix on Rivka. Rivka's chazaka can't be machriya on Sarah. Therefore, the lashon of Rashi is al tafsi lenami suffix. Says Toisvis, aye, why do you say Cheskes Yehim Ma'ani Labas? Why doesn't it work for the Bas? The answer is because the Bas doesn't have a Chazaka. Aye, Cheskes Yehim Ma'ani Labas. That's only when the Chazaka is Machriya. This Chazaka can't be Machriya. Because the Chazaka is not Machriya. Therefore, it's not going to work for the Bas. Lechayra. Azlikum Tois. Firzois the Gemara Hilchach the Rabbi Gamliel Olam Leibori the Filo Bechad Svek Nami Machshir the Kilei Shema the Filo Besvek Svek Nami Pussel Rabbi Yeshua Olam Leichad Sveka the Filo Bebori Nami Pussel the Kilei Svek Sveka the Filo Beshema Nami Machshir. So the Gemara seems to say it depends on whether your focus is on Bari Veshema or your focus is on Chad Sveka or Trei Sveki. That Beis Hashem will have to try to figure out exactly what is the Yisrael Machloikas tomorrow.